closed the book and returned it to the cupboard. I wonder what happened to Robin's mother, he thought, as he made his way quietly back to bed. It seemed strange that there were no pictures of the young Julius Venture either, since he was the one who lived at the manor house. He must have been friendly with the girl, after all. He'd ended up marrying her. They must have all played together in those days, Matt's dad, Aunt Jane, Robin's mother, and her future husband, the young Julius Venture. So why were there no pictures of Venture? A mystery, he thought, as he picked up the Agatha Christie novel again. And almost at once he realized there was no mystery at all. Of course the young Julius Venture was there, in most if not all of the pictures. He must be the photographer. It was his camera. That was why he never appeared. Pleased with himself for working it out, but also disappointed at the simplicity of the solution, Matt turned out the light. The wind rattled the window and whispered round the casement. But Matt didn't listen to what it said. The bedroom was bathed with warm summer sunlight when Matt woke. He saw from his watch that he'd slept till mid-morning. He must have been more tired than he'd thought. Aunt Jane had left him a note on the kitchen table saying she'd gone up to the manor house and hoped Matt could look after himself. She had obviously thought he needed his sleep. She was probably right, he decided, yawning at the cereal packets. There must be buses from the village to somewhere worth spending the day, Matt thought. Gloucester or even Cheltenham wasn't that far away. In the other direction there was a castle at Berkeley, wasn't there? What he needed was a bus timetable. He couldn't see one lying around in the cottage, but he could probably print one out from the internet. Or he could walk into the village and look for a bus stop. There'd be a timetable there. But all thoughts of buses were put out of Matt's mind by the arrival of the helicopter. He had barely left the house when he heard the thwack, thwack, thwack of the rotors. Far off in the steel-grey sky, above the trees to the side of the manor house, Matt could see the tiny shape of the helicopter as it approached. He ran out onto the main drive for a better view as it got closer and larger. The rotor blades were a blur in the air above the machine itself, which was dark and angular like a brutal insect. It tilted back slightly as it paused over the lawn beside the drive in front of the house, then started slowly to descend. There were leaves on the drive and at the edge of the woods, blown down by the strong winds of the last few days. They were caught in the downdraft, spiralling upwards in a kaleidoscopic flurry, all the shades of the trees mixed into a maelstrom. Just for a moment, as the helicopter settled onto the lawn, it looked as if the mass of leaves were taking on a shape, picked out in variations of green, like seeing animals made out of clouds, Matt thought. A face, eyes, nose, mouth, just for a second,